Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello.
We are back.
That was impressive.
It was, right? I was practicing in the shower last night, and honestly, I learned a new octave, so it was pretty cool. Oh, okay, no.
I'm not going to join in.
Why not? Last time. Oh, gosh. That was kind of a nightmare, actually. It's a good thing that we're not all music majors, because one of us failed and the rest didn't even go to music school. So,
the rest didn't even try.
The rest didn't even try at all, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, was that a message from me? Oh, it's from his friend.
I broke them all.
His best friend in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
So, when are you going to ask around?
You good here? You good?
When are you going to ask out your friend?
I done told you this. I already asked her. But yeah, don't believe me. So,
well, what was the process?
I was like, after we go, McDonald's dollar menu.
Oh my god, just like, I think it reminded me double.
Extra cheese.
Oh gosh, the cottage cheese in your
blue cheese. But.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was kidding.
They don't even have that here,
they don't even offer that in the menu.
Okay, no, but I was just like, you're trying to be my boo? And then she was like, yeah. And I was
like, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
She was like, yeah.
All right, cool.
That's really what you said?
No.
That's how it went down?
I mean, I said it like that, but it's a joke.
I gave a whole speech.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think Hero one day was trying to ask me out, and I was like, I fell asleep. I was getting it.
He's practicing with you.
He was like
Jose Oscar Guerrero, and I was like, don't call me that. And then he was like, when I look at your ass, I think of the full moon, and then when I look at my dick, I think of an asteroid hitting your moon. I don't know, I forgot what he said, but
something like that.
After that, I realized that he was the man for me. I was kidding.
The man of your dreams.
And then he flashed to me, and I was like, that's it. When I saw his two double bitties, and I was like, damn, that's a good one. But anyways, I'm glad y'all are together finally after, like, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Seven?
Almost 5 years.
Eight?
Damn.
Nine?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Ten.
Wait, before we go to our actual, like, podcast idea, what's longest you've been in a relationship?
5.5 years.
5.5 years, and you?
Wait, what the fuck? Oh.
Yeah.
I was like,
ooh. We can't really say their names, so we'll call her.
We'll just get their social security number.
Yeah.
So it's Ace, their old names.
Oh, Ace, and what was the other one?
Spade.
Ace and Spade. Ace is the one that you're with, right?
Yes.
Okay, well then, you were with Ace for like five and a half years. And you?
This is my longest one now.
Which is?
4 point something.
Okay.
4 point.
So I think we're all in our longest relationship. No, you're not your longest. Not yet.
No, not yet, yeah.
But you will be.
Out planning.
And then, this is my longest, 2 point something, right? So it's pretty... Sorry, my relationship, not my dick or anything else. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's like.
What about with your left hand?
Oh my god, it feels bigger on my right. It's twice my right.
Oh,
I only use my left hand.
Oh, your big toe. Different story, different time.
All right.
Anyway, so today we are just
just put that one in the bank.
We're gonna go on this website. It's called parade.com, and I was thinking about it a lot, and we went from, going deep, right, as NG crew. We then went to Would You Rather. And so now, let's just keep the questions going with hypothetical questions. You know, I feel like we thrive on elaboration. I feel like we can get the thoughts rolling, the convos going.
The
call me roller. No,
juices
kidding,
flowing.
The train training.
The
creative.
The creative or creative.
That wasn't a suggestion. I was just saying Heroes was creative.
Oh, you are creative. What about three of us are the createst? Who is the creativest?
Most creative?
Oh my god. Do I just have like a...
Creative?
The most creative. The most creative. I think out of all of us should be who?
Oscar.
Not me.
No, I'm like, you answer your last one. I'm pointing at you.
You? I was like, don't point at
me. He's like, yeah, we know it's not you.
No, that's obvious. I think he's pretty creative, too. I think more than me.
It depends.
Like, you can build stuff with your hands more creatively than I can.
What you delayed on the hands? You can build things with your hands.
You can do me with your hands. I was kidding. But anyways, yeah, I thought we should listen.
You build me up and tear me down with your bare hands.
I think we should get into here. Yeah. Okay. Only lasted 5 minutes, like you, mama.
That's pretty impressive.
5 minutes?
Yeah. We're getting off topic again.
All right, a little bit. So
you're the one that keeps taking this thing.
Because of y'all.
All right, so I found, like I said, this website, pray.com, and they have, like, a bunch of questions that we're going to, you know, just sit down and relax and, you know, talk about it. So if you're listening to us and you have, like, a beer or a wine or even a glass of water, stay hydrated, by all means, sit back and relax.
Favorite water, real quick?
Yeah. Favorite water is salt water from the beach.
Oh, shit. Damn. Is the poopy water from Galveston?
The one in my restroom toilet? I'm just kidding. Shit. But, so, let's just start off something really simple. Okay, first question, Yone. Would you take a $70K a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 20 hours a day?
20 hours a day?
Mm-hmm. $70K a week.
No.
But wait, how many days you work?
A week?
Well, let's do like a work week. So let's just do
40. It wouldn't be 40 hours though.
No, well, 20 hours a day. So 20 times 5 is 100 hours.
Unless you want to go with 40 hours and you only work 2 days a week.
No.
No, I think it's literally saying like you're doing nothing for 20 hours a day. So a day, 20 hours, assuming it's a 5 day week, 100 hours for 70K.
No, that's too much time.
But 70K a week though?
It's not worth it.
But
it's too much time.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
I'm overthinking this
a little bit,
like usually, but does it mean like you can't do anything at all?
Yeah, like
you're like,
well, you're in a
you pitch, be on your phone.
No, you're in a pitch black room and you're doing nothing for 20 hours a day.
No, it's too long.
We're talking about the no, I was kidding, yeah.
Talking about the hours here.
So, not even for like 70K a week.
No,
700K a week.
No. Unless we get no, some
it's,
more.
It's not the money; it's the time.
Okay, how about this?
Only 4 hours of to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't even fall asleep.
What about
either?
60K a week for 10 hours a day and do nothing?
10 hours.
He pretty much does that now. Huh? Oh,
yeah. Huh? That sounds more doable.
All right. Okay, then how about this? 60K a week for 10 hours a day, but no shit breaks.
That's hard.
Hero's literally crumbling.
I just won't eat.
I was kidding. Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're right, optimistic.
I don't think I would either. It's because I feel like doing nothing. I feel like nothing for a while, but 20 hours, I don't think I can do that.
I'll do it for a week, and then I'll quit.
Oh, you can? No. Oh, that's different. You can do that.
Oh, shit.
But how about you get started, put your 2 weeks notice in, suck it up for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's what, 140K?
No.
Well, even if it's a 20 hours for a week, I'll do it.
But you're gonna quit.
Yeah, if I can quit in a week, I'll just do it for a week.
Okay, what if?
Wait, how many weeks do you have to do to get like 50 million?
50 million?
Yeah,
that's too much.
Well, 70, so 70,000 a week, right? So 70. Oh, wait, you said 50 million?
Yeah,
just divide it.
That'd be 1500 divided by 70. Like if you take the zeros off. If you simplify it.
Oh, wait, I said 70K, right? I think. Hold on, I can't even do this. It will take you 714 weeks.
Divide that by 52?
Oh. Divide that by 52. 13 weeks.
That's 13 years. Heck no.
That's 13 years. I could do that. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, 13 years. Sorry. 13 years.
I'll start when I'm born. So by the time I'm 13 years old, I got 50 million.
You're not going to learn anything.
I mean, that's not bad if it was like less hours, though.
I'll literally just do it for a week. Even if the 20-hour one, I'll just do it for a week.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. If you can like leave it right away.
I think if it's still a 40-hour work week, I could do it. So like you're literally just working 2 days and you get 70K a week and then you get 5 days off.
That sounds
more that good. Is like perfect.
You go in like a Monday and then a Wednesday.
And then a Friday.
And then you need to recover from so you work Monday.
Maybe you do. No, I was kidding.
Maybe if you're pathetic.
Maybe if you need help from Jesus. Not but I get you. All right, next question on in. All right, now the really good thing about this one. Now, assuming we're in an apocalypse, right? And the question is, which famous person's body would you take over if you became a zombie? So you have one.
What do you mean by take over?
How it works.
Well, it's hypothetical, Tweety. But you're thinking too literal on this. I think that's your problem.
Zombies don't transfer their consciousness or anything.
But in this case, they do. So.
Oh, so you would be in their body?
Yeah.
As a zombie?
No.
Oh.
Okay. You'd be basically like a mind switch. So then the first person would become the zombie in your body, and you'll become that person, your mind and that body.
Honestly, I wouldn't.
But why wouldn't they just say switch bodies with a celebrity? Like,
because
why do they have to introduce zombies in it at all that don't work like zombies?
Well, because then you'd just be there's no point of being someone famous.
Without having a will to live.
Because if you're famous in a zombie apocalypse, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
You may even get more attention.
I'd probably pick somebody who's good at parkour.
I would pick someone, very physically active, someone tall.
I'll pick someone like Chris Evans, maybe, or Chris Hemsworth.
Have you seen him now?
I'll pick Chris Hemsworth. That man's
good. No. He has Alzheimer's. Or he could get Alzheimer's.
Why?
That's fine. I'll forget genetics, all the bullshit. He got
tested or something.
I guess. Or Tom Holland. Tom Holland's pretty. Yeah.
Tom Holland's young.
Aerobatic, too.
He's not young. He's our age.
Yeah, he was our age. Is he really? Sorry, he's my Trudy's age.
Oh, yeah.
He's
young, too. Right.
You're like Robert Downey's age.
Oh, my man.
You're like Iron Man. We're still the younger one here. But, yeah, I think that makes sense. I would go with someone
physically fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, physically fit, more likely to live longer.
Either that or maybe like Usain Bolt.
Bolt,
the fastest man alive.
Oh, I think I like the Disney movie with Miley Cyrus.
What the hell?
The dog.
With the dog, yeah, Bolt.
I know, but I said Usain Bolt.
But I didn't hear the Usain part.
I thought you said Usain Bolt.
Yeah. Usain Bolt? I'm like, yeah, I love Bolt.
I love Bolt.
That's literally my favorite movie. Yeah. I dressed up as him for Halloween.
All right, that's called being a furry pervert.
That may have been just a furry
commercial. A furry commercial with Miley Cyrus? Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
I mean, it might work now. She might actually do that.
No, she doesn't have a demon in her anymore. She's clean. She just saw like,
she twerked it out.
That's what she sounds like. I'm like, you gotta live like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Have you heard that one little snippet? Or that like, have an interview? She had like a smoker's voice. Yeah, the best part about living is talk like this.
Something about the journey.
Oh, yeah, something about that journey and something that you believe in. I sound better than her. I can't do it that bad.
Part of the journey. It's the end.
Oh my god. Is that what she said?
That was pretty close, honestly.
Do it again.
Well, let me have a sip.
No, with the water in your mouth. I was kidding. What do I say? It's not about how the... What? It's not about the journey, but it's about how it ends. Something like that.
Part of the journey is the end.
You're going like the Papa Teen era. Like, you know, do it.
Do it. You have heard of.
She's like... It's not about the. It's not like how the journey is how it ends. Or it's not about the journey. I can't do it. I really can't do it. No, that's Palpatine. It's not about the. Okay. Anyways, next question. Wow.
Do it.
Would you? Wait. I almost went to the same question. This was a good one.
Wait. What?
Will you be able to give up 30 years of your life in exchange for allowing a stranger to die? So if you give up 30 years of your life, a stranger is basically going to like live. But if you don't give up your 30 years of life, then that stranger will die.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
That person got to die.
No, I was kidding. Dang, I was kind of hot. I don't think I would either, because unless it's someone I know.
But like... But
I just find my time very
valuable. How would you pay... Oh, yeah. How would you... pay that 30 years, like you just get 30 years older, or you have to wait in jail?
Doesn't matter. Oh my god,
it's basically the death,
it gets taken avatar. Off at the end of your life.
How yeah,
so if you're supposed to die at 80, you're dying at 50 now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually pretty cool with that, honestly. Nice. I do not want to get that old.
You don't want to be like hero's age,
low key. I want to reach 100.
Why? Okay, yeah. You're not gonna be able to do anything. Cool. You're not gonna be able to do anything. You can
what
be
if like a rotten stick. Out from like 85 to 100.
I think I would be good.
You see those old men, they're like 90 and they're like,
yeah, but like
there's like two people and like the rest of the other people that age that can do that.
Honestly, like I've read and seen so much that like this is our peak era, our age from 25 to 32.
I mean, it's only getting better with
peak
us.
Peak age honestly. Is like 50, bro.
No, I'm talking about like for to be physically active and be in good shape.
No, it's like 40s.
No,
it's
like 30s.
We're already falling down from our prime already. Well,
we are because we're some fat bitches.
Hey, but I'm making some progress. All right.
Okay, we.
We as in us too.
All right, that makes more sense. No, I was kidding.
No, but I'm saying peak is like in your 40s, bro. Like
for real. It's not.
Yeah. I think
peak at all.
I
maybe think, like I financially.
Peak, yeah, I was gonna say that financially. No, your 40s. Physically.
Hero.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's not correct.
Look it up.
That's not correct.
It's maybe like because you 30, already feel 50, but
30 to 40s is like
peak. No, it's 25 to mid 30s.
Nah.
That's what you have to do.
Yes. When do NFL players retire?
That's NFL.
Like what close age do they get to?
That's in it. I'm talking about an average person.
Mm-hmm. But someone
but it's even better than an average person.
Yeah, I think it's better than an average
athlete. No, because they're solely focusing on their
physique.
Prime physique, yeah. Prime physique.
Yeah, so they're okay, really so above.
But even them when they retire, like they're still like super active and stuff.
Not all of them. Maybe if
they're not playing professional anymore because it's hard to compete with.
Yeah, well, they play golf. You really retire and play.
It doesn't
golf.
Matter. They're still like very.
I could play mini golf too, and I'm fine. I'm just kidding.
Watch when y'all are 50, y'all are gonna be like, I could totally do this.
Like, no. Damn, I'll be doing backflips.
No, honestly, like, if I'm fat in my 50s,
I mean, I don't think I'll be. I think I hit my peak physique like 4 years ago, but. I think the average person, like 40, that's when it starts declining.
I don't think you understand that the average person is fucking obese. And
yeah, they consider the fact that, like, in America, majority of people in America are fat. That's why I'm saying, like, your body is going to be
and most, it only gets worse.
Your body is more likely to change their ways around this age group compared to your 40s. I'm saying, like, if you're fat, like, you're gaining weight, I say, well, if you're still fat by this point, before your 40s, then it's going to be harder for you. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying it's going to be harder because your body won't be able to do it as much as it could have beforehand.
The capacity.
Yeah.
What are you going to look up?
I'm going to look up, I don't know. What's a good question to ask? Hey, Siri. No, I was kidding. Like, the average... The average
what is your prime physical capability?
That's a weird question.
What's the average that people's health start declining?
No, that's different than
what is your physical peak? A human's physical peak.
The average physique is 20 to 30s. That's our answer. We're gonna go with 10 to 15. No, I was kidding. That was good. I like that little thing. Okay.
Next question.
Which mask would you like if you had to wear one for the rest of your life?
Mask?
Yeah. Spider-Man mask. Tom Holland specifically.
Oh.
Is that actually one of the things?
The question?
Oh.
No, it's just any mask.
Oh, I thought it was going to give us choice.
Oh, no. I would choose his mask. If I had to wear one every day, it would be Tom Holland's mask.
Spider-Man. The coronavirus mask.
Oh my god.
Probably the Flash, just because it has like an opening in the mouth. Like, I don't want a mouth to be covered.
What do you need an opening in the mouth?
So I can eat.
But you can like just lift up the mask and eat.
Nah, I like the Flashes.
Oh, okay.
I would do Green Arrow.
Oh, my God.
I'll do the Incredibles mask.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's actually not bad. Yeah. I like that one,
too. But, like, where's Tweety? Yeah, it's just him with the mask the whole time.
The music starts playing.
Blue's Clues.
Speaking of music, what music would you prefer if you could just listen to one song for the rest of your life?
One song?
One song for the rest of your life. Mine would have to be One Republic related, obviously. And it would have to be probably Somebody to Love. I think that would be like a good like banger. I wouldn't really get too tired of it. Cause I mean, that's basically me right now.
Song, but I would get tired of the song.
Well, yeah, it's one song for the rest of your life.
I can't pick.
Just pick one randomly. Or I'll pick one for you. Five.
Feeling Good.
Four. Okay. Bye.
Michael Bublé, I think.
Michael Bubble. You?
Pick At Last by Etta James.
Why didn't pick Tori Kelly, dude? What a fake fan.
Damn. I don't know. This is just the one that came up.
Yeah, well, maybe if you like Elephants, you will listen to her music more often. Huh? All right. What? We can select a single color that our eyes can see before we are born. Okay? So what color would you like to choose?
To see?
Yeah, so when you're born, you only get to see... You see, like, one color before your eyes develop and whatnot. So if you had to choose when you were born, what color would you like to see first?
Green.
Blue.
I'll pick blue, too.
Wow. Blue team. I was kidding. Okay. Why? What's wrong with that?
Okay. I feel like most things are blue.
Yeah,
red. That probably, are pretty.
Yeah, I think the you're sky pretty, too.
The grass is green, so... Think those
it's a shade of blue.
Technically, it's half blue.
I have Kentucky bluegrass. So.
All right. Well, every day, 12 new things arrive at your house, all of which begin with the letter that you choose. So what letter would you pick? So 12 new things arrive at your house, all of which begin with the letter you choose. Which letter would you pick?
M for money.
Let's see. L for a laptop. That's all I could think of.
Intent.
I kind of want to go with P.
Penis. Pussy. Technically, it's vagina. I was kidding. So you fucked up there.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of phones. You should
have
said V. I know. For Venus. I was kidding.
It's because I need a new phone.
So you said P?
And pizza.
P and pizza? I mean, P and pizza. Phone and pizza?
Yeah.
And okay.
A pterodactyl. Yeah.
But oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, so it can eat you alive and then you die. Oh. And you want to live to 50-year-old? No, sorry, 80? No, 100.
With his peak physical. With his
peak physique at 100 physique years old.
At 50 years old, he'll fall from the height of 10,000 meters from his pterodactyl and then he'll survive. And he'll just take it.
You know, I never knew that before, like school, like high school.
What?
No, middle school.
What?
That like pterodactyl was with the P.
Oh, I didn't know either.
Like spelling it, I'd always say T first.
I hate silent letters. They're weird.
They're the like knife. Silent killers of life. No, I was kidding. I was spelling bees.
Like knife.
What's silent there? No, I was kidding. Yeah.
Look.
Is it knife? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like Q?
Oh, like when you queue up something?
Yeah, like yeah. Q-U-E. Q-U-E. No, it's Q-U-E.
It's just Q and then four silent letters.
Letters. Letters. Why do they do that, though? Like what? Never mind. Do you think you could persuade a coworker to see your point of view on a strategy's direction? No, this is stupid. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah. Definitely.
You and Luis or what?
Some HR bullshit.
I can convince someone to see my point of view at work.
Oh, yeah? I bet. Try right now.
Not you.
We're at work. I was kidding. Convince me.
What points of view do you have?
From not the restroom? No, I was kidding.
Where did work related stuff, right? That's what I was asking?
Yeah. Work related.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, how would you get, like, your boss gave you a raise?
Huh?
Yeah, like, what would you say or do to get a raise?
To get a raise?
Yeah, work. That's the next question.
Oh, I would list out all the things that I can do.
All right, pretend I'm Ruben. Go.
And I'm not doing that.
Knock on my door. Come in.
The way he instantly did it, even though I'm not going to do that.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
No, how can I help you, sir?
The laser's down. No, I'm just kidding.
I had to go to the bathroom.
There's I got a boop.
You got a boop? You got it. No, I was kidding. You got the razor.
Enough. I'm already convinced.
Enough. I'm already hard as it is. What kind of weird is he's married to? Wait, am I married now? Because I'm Ruben. No, I was kidding.
Oh shit.
Ooh. If you had to be the main character of a video game, what would it be and why?
Definitely not Halo.
What, the Flood?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Yugi. I'll be Yugi.
I'll be...
Yugi.
Wait, he dies.
Yeah, in a video game.
No, pick a real video game.
That's a real video game.
I'll be Steve.
A video game that isn't based off of something else.
So anything, that's true. Everything? I was kidding.
Pick a video game that's based off
itself.
Itself, yeah.
Well, I will pick.
Well, I mean, I guess you can pick Yugi. That's just
that cheap. No. Pick. Why do you instantly fold? Like, stand up for yourself.
Yeah, ask for that raise.
He has a point. Assert yourself.
Yeah, be assertive.
Let him have it.
You could have it. You could be Yugi. I'm just saying, if he wants to pick Yugi, I'm not going to argue with it.
I'll be the Flash in the Flash game.
Now, if I have to pick a different one, you know what? I'm going to say it. I don't mind being Master Chief. I can do it. Hands down.
Honestly,
I can wish you
the best of luck.
I can. I said I can do it.
What about Tomb Raider? Do you get the biddies?
No. Nah. The sharp ones? Or the
oh, yeah. The perky ones or the ones
what from actually? What about Red?
Oh, that's a good choice.
Red?
Mm-hmm.
From what, Yu-Gi-Oh? No, I was kidding.
Pokemon.
Red Team.
Pokemon. Yeah, that's a good choice. He was really I'll pick... Good. I think I forgot what his canon name was.
I'll pick Ash's mom.
No, I was Gen 3. Gen 3.
Who?
That's the canon main character's name.
For what?
Wasn't it whatever you put it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Red still? Red, he could put whatever you want, but his canon name is Red. Just because he's from Pokemon Red.
Wait, what? No, I was kidding.
Oh my god. Nah, that's... I picked Tony Hawk from Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
That's based off a real person.
He's not real.
Tony Hawk is real.
Wait, what? This whole time I thought he was fake.
Tony Hawk can't hurt Hawk you.
Underground was like...
Oh, Tony's dark. No, I was kidding. Yeah. That's real.
I would say like Crash Bandicoot or Spyro.
Ooh.
You don't want to be a fucking dragon?
No.
Stupid ass bitch.
Fine, I'll be Charizard. No, I was kidding you.
Oh, shit. Did I say protagonist?
I'll be Mario from Super Smash Bros.
Bitch, I'm about to slap the shit out of you.
I'll be a
video game based on other video games.
I know.
Oh, I'll be a Kirby.
Oh, that's a good choice. Indestructible.
You're immortal. Actually very powerful.
Yeah.
And very cute.
I can suckle up real quick.
That's Hero's favorite character.
Okay, well, I know. He has like his whole room, like everything's Kirby in there.
I'm not everything Kirby.
Yeah, like his wallpaper is Kirby. He has a shirt, a hat. His bed sheets are Kirby.
You know what? I'm going to get Kirby.
He's trying to look more like Kirby shape. More like
oh my god.
What'd he say? What'd he say? I didn't hear him.
So he said more shaped like Kirby.
He's short, rim round.
He's trying to like do his best to be round like Kirby. The nice size, dude.
Sorry.
You know what? I would have taken that.
You can have it.
You can have it. All right. If you were offered billions of dollars to be locked in a room for 50 minutes, with a huge possibility that when you leave the room, you will either be 50 days or 50 years in the future, would you do it? Why or why not?
No.
See, I'll be like 70.
Boy, you wanted it to 100, no? So you'd be 100.
No, you're halfway there.
No, that's not the point.
Now he's mad.
Now
I
want
to live because we're trying
to get him to his peak body.
I know, right?
That was the worst.
You're the one that like, yeah, I think 60 years old is your peak.
I said 40, and I said 30 to 40.
My grandpa that lives 400 pounds, bitch.
My grandpa passed away.
Oh shit!
Lifting. No, I was kidding. Oh, with the game,
lifting 500 pounds.
Jeez. All right. Would your partner still want to be with you if they could read your mind?
No.
What do you think, pervert? Do you talk shit about your girlfriend?
I don't talk shit about her.
He also doesn't have a high-pitched voice when he lies.
I know, right?
Commercial break.
You still have hemorrhoids? Oh, shit. Oh my god, you're so stupid. Oh man. Anyways, why do you say that?
I don't even know. Honestly, I just responded.
Oh, man. I don't know. Okay.
I would say no, also, probably. I have way too many intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have intrusive thoughts.
Like, what, though? Like, what's one thought that you had that's intrusive?
Like, never mind.
No, but say it.
I can totally backflip off this bridge.
What? Huh? Bro, like, well, like, what's the worst thing you thought about that would possibly get you, like, dumped?
I don't think it would get me dumped, but.
Or fights or arguments.
I don't know.
I said I don't want cheese in this.
I said I want fucking cheese in this.
But he says, like, thanks, honey. Oh, my God. That's why I'm so good.
I'm so bad. I love you. I don't know.
What's one thing that you can say that I'm like your girlfriend, man? Go.
That she's cute. Pisses her off.
All right, next question. When you notice, oh no,
sorry, I had a burp.
A building is about to collapse, and your mother and a sibling are inside the building. Your best friend's two newborn twins are also inside the building. Which pair are you going to save? You can only choose one.
Y'all can go first.
No.
Why me?
Because you made that noise. You're like, you're like turning them on or something.
Yeah. I don't want to go first. Oh, that was
crazy. Oh, man.
I'm not going first. The fuck?
Most goes.
Fuck.
Nah. That was you.
Who was it?
Gonna go. Nah, it's still you. And I'm gonna go.
No, don't respect it.
Oh, you're right. Let's go.
You respected it. That's what you get.
All right, go, Trudy.
Wait, what are the choices again?
Your mom and a sibling, so I guess your mom and Jazz. Or your best...
Shit, honestly, my mom's getting shorter than that stick.
And then your best friend. So mine, two newborn twins.
Fuck, you fucking bitch. You didn't have to bring your hypothetical kids in.
My triplets. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, shit.
Daddy? Daddy.
That's an inside joke y'all can't see, but
anyways.
Daddy, please.
We never shared the picture.
Daddy, please.
Why?
Anyways.
I'm Bobby Mom.
It's gotta go.
I think
if it's one of y'all's kids.
Like, do I know I can only save one?
Yes.
Or do I think that I'm
you only have
I'm
enough
no, time? No, you can only save one pair.
You only have
time. That's definitive. No matter what, you can only save one pair. There's no going around it.
Do I know that the other one isn't going to make it?
Yes. The one pair will die for sure, and definitely, and the other one will live. And you can't go both. And you have to pick one pair.
I will collapse in a building adjacent to it so that they collide and it stays up.
I'll put on my flash mask.
Oh my God.
Stop.
and then they both die. Both groups will die because he...
My knee.
Oh God.
Oh shit.
We forgot about his knee.
Oh yeah, he's not 50 years old in this point.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, so you're not in peak performance yet.
I know, I'm 41, so I'm past my peak.
I'm 49, so yeah. I think because of it said a sibling of yours, so I would pick my oldest sibling. So I would say the newborn twins. It sucks, but because the twins have a longer life, you know? But you can produce more twins.
But, yeah. But they could be dickheads, too.
Oh, you're right. Oh, and the hero's kids? Fuck, never mind. I'm picking my mom.
I'm going to have great kids.
Hero, look at you. You see, you have great kids.
You don't think I have great kids?
Well, first of all, you're going to be short. No, I'm kidding.
You're right.
They're going to be like...
They're only going to get smaller.
They're going to be forever kindergartners at one point.
Oh, shit.
You never know. There's tall genes in my family.
Where?
My grandpa, my dad's dad is tall.
Like, your version of tall or are tall?
No, he's taller than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Proof. Cap.
He's like 5'10".
Cap right now.
Oscar's like half an inch under that.
Oh. He's taller.
Well, he's average height. So he's tall to you, but that's the American average height. 5'10".
Is it? I thought it was 5'7".
No, it's 5'10". Oh. Look it up.
don't know.
You know what? I was gonna imagine that. But you know what?
Not the 2 mile.
Your dick's 5'8", bitch. Mm. It's the Eiffel Tower. Oh, shoot.
Mm. Sorry. I'm listening to Drake.
I think I would pick my family.
Wow.
It'd be my honest instinct.
It's just your mom and Brenda. I was kidding. You still have Nan, David, and your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then you could be like us when we have one parent. I was kidding. You? My twins or your mom and your sister? You fucking piece of shit.
Honestly. If it was your kids, honestly, I would probably say your kids.
Oh my god.
Damn. And I would hope my sister dumbass doesn't was able to save them.
See, that's nice. I chose the kids too. No.
Sorry. Well, now you know.
Well, now you know, Blanca, that he wants to kill your kids. Oh,
Hero's not going to be the godfather or the babysitter.
Dude, run, there's a building on fire. And I can only save my sister and my mom.
Jeez. I left their kids behind. You gotta hurry.
The kids are there. There was this hypothetical question, and it came true. Jeez. And I can't find my flash mask. No,
it's in the dryer. I'll get it in. Where's my super mask? Jeez. Man, my stomach hurts. I'm laughing so much. Dude, we're fucking funny.
That was a nice touch to fly.
You're a nice touch in bed. No, thanks.
I try my best.
Well, anyways, I think that's enough of energy wasting time for us. But before we go,
three questions.
Yeah, but wait, it was.
No, we got time for one more.
Only one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right,
pick a really good one though.
Okay, if you can fuck one, me or Hero, would it be? I was kidding you.
I said a good one.
Threesome.
Not a desperate one.
with our masks on. Oh,
shit. With our masks on.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. You're walking through the woods.
Oh, God.
When you come across a black suitcase.
I love it.
It contains $1 million.
I'm taking it.
And a blood-stained piece of paper with the word, don't, written on it. Will you take the suitcase home or will you leave it?
No. I thought it was going to be like you kill a random person.
No.
He's going to push that button so fast.
It's going to be me.
Sir, you only click it one time.
All right, so what would you do?
I won't.
I would just call the police.
They keep it.
I'm not rushing.
You're probably going to get this, bro.
No, it's totally fine. It was just paint. Like, I was getting
you're stupid. You should just take it out of the game.
That seems too risky. I wouldn't risk it.
Would it risky for the biscuit?
No.
That was a little too easy, though. I had to pick that one.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to talk about your ex girlfriend. I was kidding.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. All right. I'm trying to find, the most.
No, that's it. We can cut it right here.
Huh?
I said, that's fine. We can cut it off right here.
No, I don't want another one. I was kidding. Okay, Hero, would rather be taller or shorter? No, I was kidding.
Shorter. I'm just kidding.
I love.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there is that one where it's like, would you rather be, 2 feet tall or 10 feet tall?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
I made it myself.
So oh, okay.
Hero. Hypothetically, right?
Okay.
Now, I think I already asked you, but I'm asking again because I don't want him to answer it. So, I come up to you and I said, hey, I saw your girl messing around with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should go talk to her or whatever. She then comes and talk to her. And she's like, no, Oscar's fucking lying. I never did anything like that. Who are you going to believe? We both don't have proof. But I know what I saw. And she's saying, no.
This one's fucking crazy.
And I'm for sure that I'm right. And she's for sure that she's right. What'd you do? Would you leave your friend or would you leave your girlfriend?
So either of y'all could be lying.
Yeah. So we both were saying that we're telling the truth. I swear I saw your girlfriend with another guy and she's like, no, that was not, I would never do that. One of us is lying.
It's because neither of y'all would have a reason to lie to me. That's why it's hard.
Hey, yo.
Hmm.
to false dichotomy. There's no two choice. There's a third choice.
Now let's make it harder. So if you choose your girlfriend, you lose me as a best friend or as a friend. If you choose me, you lose your girlfriend, no second chances. That's hard. Let's make it harder. We're both naked. No, <I'm sorry>.
So you can't focus.
You're like,
You got nosebleed.
So what would it be?
I don't know. That's hard.
I think we know the choice.
No, it's hard.
No, I understood it.
So what's it going to be, hero? Is this an easy question or what? Right? This is hard, right?
I think whoever talks to me first is who I'll end up believing more.
But like, but like, without me saying anything, would she even like bring it up? If she cheated?
Well, if she did, she wouldn't bring it up.
Exactly. So like, what if me like initiating it was what?
But then that makes it obvious that you're telling the truth.
So you'll pick my side?
If I know that you're telling the truth, then yeah. But you're saying that I don't know who's telling the truth.
Yeah. So who would you pick?
I don't know.
Like we're both like, we're not. I'm not lying. Like I know what I saw. But one of us is lying.
I don't know. It's because neither of y'all would lie to me. That's the thing.
Well, that's what's hypothetical, the dude.
Silence is deafening.
I don't know.
You have to pick one.
I don't know.
I know. You have to pick one.
Why don't you go? You pick.
No, I asked y'all first. It was my question. I feel like I should get my question answered first then, from y'all two.
I don't know.
I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4.
You act like that's going to make me answer faster.
2. Drink
smarter.
1. Nevada, what's going on? Just watching it. All right, you? Tweetie?
I'm not answering this fucking
question. Why? I can't
fucking answer that.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
How
do
you wanted a good question. So I got you a good question. Oh, so I don't know why you're getting on
Twitter. You chose the impossible question.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sorry, it does not.
Well, for those of you listening to our episode, what would you do? If one of your closest friends come up to you and...
Would you trust Oscar?
Or yeah. No, would you trust your friend or trust your girlfriend? Remember, both don't have any proof, but they both swear that they're right. Let us know in the comments below.
Oh, shit.
What you think. All right, everybody. So, we're going to end it with that. So, before we go, we're going to have a Mr. Tweety Chicken Alfredo, Delicious as All, do his Song of the Week. So, take it away, Mr. Tweets. Well,
now we're taking turns on Song of the Week?
Yeah. Because Joe was crying last time that he didn't get picked, so. Right.
Tweety was crying.
We were all crying together. All
right, so I'll pick Until I Found You by Stephen Sanchez.
Ooh. The original one or yeah, with Emily? You don't like Emily?
It's not, I don't like her voice. I just don't
you
like
You heard that, Emily? So, I was kidding.
She listening.
She's like your number one fan, and you say that.
She
like,
oh. Tweets to him.
She has a Tweety shirt.
With her face like.
It's like some random picture I didn't even take.
From high school, and he was like in the background. Now.
And my fans need that.
No, picture. I just don't like the lyrics of her part, but okay. I think her voice is good. But,
okay.
I prefer the original one. And then I think there's like a piano
version. Yeah, there is.
I prefer the guitar one.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to our interesting episode. We hope we get to talk to you again next week.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. And that is all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.